Welcome to Get Sleepy, the podcast where we listen, we relax, and we get sleepy. I'm your host, Thomas, and thanks a lot for tuning in tonight. The way this podcast works is very simple. Just pick an episode, press play, and get comfortable in bed. We'll take a moment to relax, and then I or one of my friends will read you a bedtime story that's designed to gently grasp your attention and guide you to sleep. The more you tune in, the more effective the podcast will be at putting you to sleep. So be sure to listen on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts, so you never miss a good night's rest. You can follow Get Sleepy on social media and stay up to date with our latest news, and vote on which stories you'd like us to do in future episodes. It's great to see so many people engaging with us and sharing the love for the podcast on social media. We really appreciate it. And if you'd like to find us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, then links to all of these are in the show notes. Feel free to wait until the morning though, because this is the time to relax, settle, and keep your devices firmly to one side. Now tonight's story will be read by the wonderful Abby, and we'll explore the jungles and beaches of Costa Rica on a relaxing, nature-filled adventure. Before we get there though, just as we always do here, let's take a moment to relax. Bring your focus and attention to my voice, to the subtle noises as my mouth and jaw move while I speak, and to the soft, soothing music in the background. And now you can slow your breathing down. Let each breath draw out a little longer and feel how your body sinks further into your bed with every exhale. Though most of the time we just naturally breathe without thinking about it, we do have the power to control our breathing and to voluntarily adjust the pace of it and the energy that we draw from it. Focusing on the breath is at the core of near enough every form of meditation. Whatever it might be that one seeks to gain from meditation, this is always encouraged as a gateway to our inner spirit and our inner awareness. So just know that by bringing your attention to your breath and taking a few moments to be still and calm, you are connecting with your inner spirit and creating a healthy, peaceful energy within. And this goes hand in hand with sleep as well. By drawing on that sense of calm, your body and mind will naturally begin to doze off. And whilst you do, just listen to Abby as she reads tonight's story. It begins in a quaint village deep in the jungle of Costa Rica. The sky rests in a dark shade of blue as the pale morning light is only beginning to shine above the tree line. It's completely quiet, except for the distant patter of a few raindrops from a long-gone storm.
You're sitting on a bench outside of a small cafe, soaking in the ambience of this tiny jungle village. You've only just arrived, but you can already tell it's one of a kind. Small, colourful houses line narrow streets in the centre of town. Moving away from the centre, the space between each home increases until everything disappears into a wall of dense, green jungle. It's a busy morning, or so it seems. You hear insects buzzing and humming. Every now and then, this rhythmic background noise is interrupted by birds chirping and monkeys screeching off in the distant treetops. The sounds come from every direction. The jungle is a chorus of unified voices. The more you listen, the clearer it becomes. Costa Rica is teeming with wildlife. It's still early. Villagers are only beginning to exit their homes. One of them approaches you with a warm, confident smile and introduces himself. You detect a pleasant accent. He's your guide on this adventure. He's lived here his whole life and is excited to share some of the sights that he holds dear. The man is short, but exudes a vibrance similar to the jungle surrounding you. He looks like he could teach you a few things about living here. He carries a small pack with everything you two will need today. You follow him toward the edge of the village, winding through narrow alleyways, between houses, and among children heading to school. The air is warm and humid. With each breath you take, you feel a rich, pungent smell permeating the air. It's a mix of wet soil, wood, flowers, and decaying vegetation. As you cross the line of trees marking the beginning of the jungle, the smell becomes more intense. No matter where you look, you see plants growing and blooming. Even though you walk on a well-trodden path, you can't move without touching at least some of the plants. You recognize ferns and some wild orchids, but there are so many species that you never even knew existed. Your guide makes sure to tell you about some of them, but there's no way he could tell you everything. There's just too much variety. It gives you a feeling of newness that you haven't experienced since childhood. Deeper inside the forest, you come across some very old trees. It feels like entering a land of giants. You're tiny compared to the trees, stretching their heads to the sky. Each has a large trunk and a root system that reminds you of tentacles. They jut out of the ground in craggy outcroppings and wind together with roots from others nearby. This strong base supports a lush canopy with leaves and fruit about 30 meters overhead. Most of the trees have thick vines wrapped around them or hanging from their branches. These are called lianas. They twist and curve, connecting trees like a system of highways that turn the canopy into a bustling metropolis, hundreds of feet off the ground. You tilt your head up and admire the dense blanket of green above. You can barely see the sky, but it's up there, of course. It's not raining now, but there always seems to be a drop of water falling here. Only a tiny amount of light actually reaches the forest floor through the canopy. The shade is pleasant in this tropical environment. You continue along the path, a few paces behind your guide, feeling the ground soften beneath your feet with each step. A cheerful butterfly bids you a warm welcome. Its wings flutter in front of your nose, beating the air so fast that you can't even see the rest of its body. Though it's small, it has a powerful presence. Its wings are hypnotizing, bright, magnetic blue, and thin like the finest paper. Mesmerized, you watch the butterfly's movements up and down, elegant, yet so intense. You follow the butterfly and take a closer look at the blooming plants it's visiting. The first is a small flower with inviting pink petals. Once it lands, the butterfly becomes perfectly still. Its blue wings are spread wide, as if bathing in the single ray of sunlight, permeating the canopy onto this flower. With a straw-like tongue, it drinks the sweet nectar. This must be such a treat, you think. The flower's four petals look like the blades of a tiny windmill, each shaped like a teardrop. You continue your walk, leaving the hungry butterfly to its meal. At times, the jungle seems still, but this is just an appearance. Numerous creatures hide in plain sight, your guide says. To see them, you just need to be still and look closely. You pause for a few minutes and sit next to him on a fallen tree trunk. He begins to point out the surprises hidden in your surroundings. There are frogs, camouflaged to trick their predators. Lizards that blend in with the bark of the trees. And ants hidden under the fresh leaves they're carrying to their nests. Next to humans, ants form the most complex animal societies on Earth. He points out a line of leaves moving along a small branch nearby. A community of leafcutter ants hard at work. They can carry up to 50 times their body weight. How remarkable, you think. Walking further, you notice a spot where the canopy is less dense. Larger beams of sunlight reach down to the forest floor. You follow a single ray on its path from the canopy, past branches and vines, all the way to the ground, where it collects in a pool of light as bright as the sun. You stretch your hand out to feel its warmth. You notice that there's an unusual amount of young foliage where this ray of sunlight lands, even for this densely packed forest. Your guide explains that the jungle is always in motion. always growing in one direction or another. Sunlight reaching the ground won't last for long, so the young plants must grow quickly. You step back into the calming shade and have a sip of water. The liquid feels cool and crisp as it flows down your throat. So refreshing, such a contrast to the humid and slightly sticky air around you. While taking this short break, you notice an immense spider web stretching between two trees nearby. The silky threads form a perfect spiral. The web is ghost-like, delicate but sturdy. The spider sits in the middle of the web, perfectly still like a brooch attached to a silk garment. Even your knowledgeable guide doesn't know what species it is exactly. "Best to keep your distance," he says. You take a moment to admire this creature, which has built a home 20 times its size. Its 8 legs drew the intricate design that would qualify as a work of art. The spider appears to be resting. It's only a matter of time before the gentle vibrations of the web will wake it for a snack. All refreshed after a drink, you continue along the jungle path. You wander for what seems like quite a while, but you're not really sure. You're completely absorbed in this adventure. Time could be standing still for all you know. You see monkeys above, gathering fruits from the treetops, and endless varieties of birds. Then a strain of light off in the distance appears, like the light at the end of a tunnel. Your guide knows precisely what it is, but he prefers to leave it to your imagination for now. As you walk closer, you begin to hear the rushing water. It grows louder and louder, drowning out all other sounds. When you reach the light, you realize that this is indeed an exit, one that takes you to an old suspension bridge crossing over a river. The bridge is narrow and long. It's made of steel and has safety mesh going up to your waist, where metal suspension cables act as handrails. The guide walks out first. You step onto the bridge with your hands running along the strong cable. It's quite stable, but rocks gently under your feet. As you cross the bridge, you stop to look around. To one side, a rock formation creates a billowing waterfall. The water collects in a large pool and transforms quickly into a peaceful green river flowing under the bridge. Above, the blue sky shines with afternoon sun. It's the most of the sun you've seen all day. Everywhere else, the jungle stretches as far as the eyes can see. The hanging bridge gives you a different perspective of the magnificent forest. From here, you can even see the upper canopy. Your friendly companion points out a few spectacular forms of life. Colourful parrots flying from tree to tree. Chatty toucans that appear to be smiling. And a group of squirrel monkeys. The monkeys have a golden brown coat and travel in a pack of about 30 or 40. You notice a shy mother monkey with a baby clung tightly to her back. It's absolutely breathtaking to watch the circle of life in motion. At the other end of the suspension bridge, a more well-worn path leads back to your guide's village. This was the last stop for today. You take one last look behind you, out over the river and the Costa Rican canopy, before turning back into the jungle. It's late afternoon when you arrive back to the tiny village. Most villagers sit outside in the shade, talking and relaxing at the end of the day. You greet everyone, and they reply, "Pura vida." You thank your guide for the incredible tour, and tell him that you are interested in camping on the beach. He offers to take you to a beautiful place nearby. It's a remote beach, just a short walk away, where you can even start a fire. On the way to the beach, you ask your guide about the villager's greeting, Pura Vida. "It means pure life in Spanish," he responds. But here it's more than just a saying. It's about being thankful for what you have and living a simple life, free from worry, he explains with a smile. What a beautiful way to greet someone, you think. No wonder this country is considered one of the happiest in the world. Positivity is baked into the everyday language. You can see it in your guide's face when he talks about it. In just a few moments, you hear the whoosh of the ocean. It's almost surreal how well it mixes with the sounds of the jungle. After a couple more rows of trees, you emerge onto a white sand beach almost instantaneously. Water glimmers in the distance. Gentle waves crest along the shore. It's a jungle-lined beach. 1 minute you're in the jungle, then the next you're on a beach. The air is still humid, but the earthy flavour is replaced by that of seawater. You take off your shoes and feel the touch of the grainy sand. It's lukewarm and gently massages your tired feet. While it's your first time on this beach, it somehow feels familiar. You take off your backpack as if you've arrived home. After saying goodbye to your guide, you're left to enjoy the beach in solitude. It was an active day, and you've developed a bit of an appetite. You start a campfire with dried logs scattered along the beach and prepare some food. You enjoy your dinner quietly, entertained by the sound of the crackling fire, mixed with waves and distant animal cries in the jungle. The sun is moments from setting. You sit on the sand while you watch the sky transform. The clouds seem to have lost their shape. The calming shades of blue are replaced by bolder colours. Orange, red, and a bright pink last only for a few moments before the mighty ball in the sky disappears beyond the horizon. The ocean is calm and foaming slightly. After dinner, you take a short walk under the moonlight. Barefoot, you head towards the waves. You submerge your feet and walk slowly, enjoying the ebb and flow in the shallows. The cool ocean water instantly renews your tired legs. Each step causes a gentle splash up your ankles. You watch the waves rolling back and forth. The tide is slowly going out, revealing a few large rocks that were previously hidden. As you watch the waves crash over these rocks, you realize one of them is moving slowly, almost unnoticeably, towards the shore. As it emerges from the shallows, you recognize it immediately. A leatherback sea turtle. Costa Rica is a famous nesting ground. Several species of turtles migrate long distances to come ashore and lay their eggs under the cover of night. You watch as the reptile deliberately makes her way onto the beach. She has a teardrop-shaped body and a carapace covered by thick skin. You now see the meaning of the name Leatherback, because she doesn't have a hard outer shell like other turtle species. She has two pairs of flippers, with the largest pair positioned in the front. She's quite efficient in the water, but not so much on land. When she finds a good nesting spot, the turtle uses her flippers and starts digging. You wish that you could help the diligent mother, but don't want to scare her. Instead, you find a nice spot to relax and watch this spectacle of life unfold. You run your hands through the sand, feeling thousands of grains sift through your fingers. You never imagined it would make such a wonderful nest, but then again, it's warm and comes with the ocean's lullaby. That seems pretty cozy, you think. The silver moon shines brightly above, illuminating the turtle's work. She's dug a deep hole, safe from the heat of the sun. She turns around and begins to deposit her eggs. You only see each for a second, as hundreds of white ovals drop into the hole. She covers the hole with sand to protect the eggs from predators and begins the laborious journey back to the water. She seems to be moving slower than before. You feel tired just watching. Once the first wave crests over her head, she submerges quickly and disappears back into the deep blue. Her eggs will remain buried in the sand for up to 70 days, safe under the blanket of sand. Then, on a night just like tonight, the baby turtles will emerge and scramble towards the water. They will instinctively find their way, guided by the light of the moon. As adults, the females will return to this very beach to lay their own eggs. You look around, scanning the area for more sea turtles. But aside from the waves, there's no movement. Everything is still. A yawn comes over you. Sleep beckons with every breath. You walk towards your camping spot. The fire has burned down. Only a few red coals continue to smolder. It gives you a feeling of coziness. You climb into your tent and open all the windows, feeling the fresh air on your skin. Laying down, your eyelids become particularly heavy. You let them close as the memories of this adventure replay through your mind. You smile. You didn't do anything complicated or fancy today. You just walked across a small part of this beautiful planet. Yet it was a day you will never forget. Now that's pura vida, you think. Everything around seems to guide you towards sleep. The ocean breeze gently brushes your tent. The waves come and go, back and forth. The sleep begins to wash over your tired body. You breathe in another breath of the pura vida, knowing that you will dream of Costa Rica.